Ladies and gentlemen, friends and open-minded people, wherever you live across the United States of America, Europe, and the world, this is David Duke, and this is Human Rights Radio. And boy, we're in deep, deep doo-doo, I guess you could say. America is in a war right now that the media is telling us we're winning. But everything today is hype. Everything today is presentation. Everything today is the way the media reports it. They're not showing you the massive, massive damage in Israel. Israel's criminalized showing this damage. You see the damage going on in Iraq, which is tragic and horrific. That's absolutely true. You see that. And it's tragic. And we see some of it. You get a little glimpse of it. Yes, it was a Tomahawk missile. They recovered the missile, just like the other Tomahawk missiles that hit the building right next door to it, the school, and to show you the evil of the people that are running this country. And the people running this country, by the way, some of them may be Americans. Trump may be a Gentile, may be a Christian. I don't know. I don't know if he is. He says he's not going to heaven. But whatever he is, he's not running the country. He's a servant to the Jewish master race. He's a servant to what Coleman, a former member of the Senate, said, the masters of the universe, the people who control our media and control our campaign financing. So I'm going to play this little thing with Tucker Carlson as an expose. And I like Tucker Carlson. And I'm thankful for Tucker Carlson. It's a lot of good work. He's exposed the fact that Israel's attacking Christians. He's exposed the fact, in my footsteps, actually, and I long preceded him in this, I was invited to Syria by the Syrian great patriarch of the Christian church, because I was one of the few Americans speaking out about this horrific war against the Syrian people. We promoted the Jews. It's not we. It's they. It's them. It's the Jewish extremists. They're the ones who do this. I'm so sick of this commentary, even by people like Tucker, that talks about, oh, the people controlling America. The Epstein ring really just showed that, you know, Americans aren't controlled by Americans. You know, it's controlled by the CIA or it's controlled by something. But it's not the elephant in the room. And to tell you the honest to God truth, it's not an elephant in the room. It is a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the room that's devouring us, devouring Western civilization, devouring millions of lives all over the world. And who devoured 100 million lives in the First and Second World War, and millions of lives since that war, and trillions of our dollars. And that's not just AIPAC. AIPAC's just a little tip of the iceberg. Let's listen to this. Jimmy Dore comes out with some good things, but here he's going to play a little tape by Tucker. Let's listen to this. I'll be a fly on the wall. And I'll give you my commentary, which I think you will enjoy and you'll appreciate. Here we go.
Who form some kind of super government above all representative government in the West. That's
now he's going to be talking about the super government, like kind of like, you know, the car that Toyota produced or whatever, Mazda produced. Super government. There's a super government. But if anything was made apparent by the millions of Epstein emails, it was Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew, and it's Jew after Jew belittling, demonizing, criticizing, casting the Gentiles that they were talking about between these Jews into oblivion. And as Tucker says, man, the people involved in all this, he's never seen so much power. But the thing is, it's not the Mossad, and it's certainly not the CIA. The core of this power over us is what we call Pax Judaica. It's the Judaic master race, master race theology and secular attitudes and culture of Judaism. Because whether or not some Jew believes in God, and a lot of them don't, including in Israel, they certainly believe in Jewish supremacy. They certainly believe that Jews are special, chosen people, and that the entire world, they've been taught this from birth, the entire world is out to get them. The entire world is born anti-Semitic. And that Christ, this great teacher of love and kindness and the golden rule, he's a vicious anti-Semite too. But they've taken care of him. They've conjured up him from hell, necromancy. You can read about it. It's in the Talmud. It's there. It's in their scripture. And it's not contested in the Talmud. It's not like, oh, we shouldn't have done this. It literally accuses, you know, the Talmud and the Jewish leaders, as pointed out by the New Testament, accuse Jesus himself of sorcery and magic and, you know, black man, all this other kind of stuff. Now, the same Talmud that accuses Jesus of sorcery says that a Jewish group, a group of Jews and Jewish elders that used necromancy. Necromancy is black magic. Necromancy is sorcery. And it's necromancy is bringing people who are dead back to life for evil purposes. That's what necromancy is. Often they bring somebody back and make them a zombie and go kill people, whatever, just evil things. The hatred that Judaism has toward Jesus Christ and Christians and all of us Europeans, as well as all humanity, is beyond anything you can conceive of. Because good people, people who believe in the golden rule, people who believe in being fair and kind to everyone, it's hard to believe that people could harbor so much hatred for a man, who we Christians see as the Son of God, who taught, be kind to each other. And he didn't say anything against, per se, as a people, Jews or Romans or Greeks or Samaritans. In fact, he did the opposite. He said he came for all mankind. The essence of Jesus' teachings, what you call today Christianity. Christianity is a difficult word today, but what does Christianity mean? It comes in a lot of different flavors. But one thing we know, and as a Christian, I believe that Christianity fundamentally is loving Jesus and loving his Father, our God, and also loving humanity in the sense that we believe in the golden rule. We treat everyone like our neighbor, our brother. Do you understand that that principle has nothing whatsoever to do with Judaism? Nothing to do with Judaism. The entirety of Judaism is saying that Jews have a right to rule over tyrannies and tyrannize and dictate to all of humanity. And I'm going to show you some of those passages in a bit. But first, we're going to get into Tucker a little bit here. Judaism in the Talmud, which is the Talmud is their ultimate religious book. It's what every yeshiva, Jewish school, studies. And they study it for years. Every Jew reads the Talmud four times at least throughout and studies it and debates it and brings forward this Talmud. And the core principle of the Talmud is that Jews are a holy, holy seed. Seed is genealogy. Seed is race. Seed is your genetics background. Seed in Hebrew means Sarah, which means semen. In the Greek, when it's called sperma, is pretty obvious as well. And Judaism believes that Jews are a holy seed. That's what it says in the Tanya. That's what it says. It literally says this 220 times in the Old Testament. So actually, the so-called Christian Zionists, which is totally a lie. That word is a lie. Any Christian that supports Zionism or Judaism is not a Christian, because Judaism is the most anti-Christ ideology and entity on the face of the earth. The hatred against Jesus Christ and Christians is evident. It's illustrated by one of the people that's always attacking Candace Owens, Rabbi Shmuley. He writes an article for the Jerusalem Post. Is the New Testament anti-Semitic? He says, yeah, it's very anti-Semitic. 450 anti-Semitic passages. Is Christ anti-Semitic? Oh, yeah, he's an anti-Semite. And in the Talmud, it literally says that Jewish necromancers brought Jesus Christ back to life so they could torture him in boiling excrement. Torture him for eternity. And in the process, they allege, this is all lies and just sick, satanic lies. They say they brought him back and they got Jesus to denounce his teachings, to denounce his message to the people, that he was a liar and an evil person because he was opposed to the Jewish people. He was opposed to Judaism, yes, and everything Judaism represented. And Judaism didn't really get going in its full-blown extremist attitude till just about the time, 100 years before or so, before Christ. Rabbinic Judaism is what Christ encountered in its early days, meaning the first 100 years or so, of it, first 140 years. And Rabbinic Judaism is an evil religion. This is not even what you would think of as what the Old Testament religion is, even though it's got some shades of this, because Jesus tells us, beware the lying Pharisees. But here's Tucker Carlson. Listen to this. This is from a Jimmy Story. I'm going to quote them. Listen to what he's saying here. He's talking about the people who rule over us, who rule over our government. And in the midst of this Epstein ring, which is Jewish guy, who's very Jewish, wears a Jewishness on a sleeve, who was working, he was working for the Mossad. He's acting like, well, yeah, he was also working for the CIA, American intelligence agencies. Sorry, Tucker, but that's total, complete bullshit. If he was in the CIA, or these Jews that infiltrated the CIA, did not do it simply as CIA to mold with Christians or whatever, or Gentiles in America to follow their procedures. No, it was about Jewish supremacy over America and using America as a weapon of mass destruction and murder. And also to get rid of people in America, like John F. Kennedy, who tried to keep Israel from getting a bomb, but tried to make Jews register as a foreign lobby that literally understood that this Jewish supremacism was an enormous threat, not just to the people of Palestine or the people of Lebanon or the people of Iran or the people of Yemen or the Egyptians at one time till he neutralized them or the Syrians, and the Christians of the world from the very beginning, that, and a threat to Jesus Christ himself, but they're also a threat to Americans. And they've worked very hard to destroy our people the same way that they organized the migration of Jews into Palestine. They organized a change in the demography of America. It's a divide and conquer strategy. I can show you things in my book. Read my book, My Awakening. Read Jewish Supremacism. You can get a copy of it free. Go to archive.org. Look up Jewish Supremacism. You get it on PDF. And I want you to get it on PDF. And we can do it other sources too. Right now my website's down. I wish I had a link for you to download it. But get it. Ask Dave Gahari at his website, ftjmedia.com. He'll get you a link. My website's down because they can't afford what I say. Because I say things that even though Tucker Carlson knows, and he talks about it's kind of like the old story of the guy, the blind guy, right? And so they have a couple of blind people, four or five blind people, and they go to they encounter an elephant, and one of them feels its trunk. Oh, my goodness, this is like a big snake. And then another one feels the tail. Oh, it's a very skinny snake, right? It's not the elephant. The elephant in the room, for your information, folks, is not an elephant in the room. It's not an elephant in the room that looks over all of this. It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's devouring us, devouring humanity, devouring and destroying our families, devouring our nations, devouring millions of people's lives. And they've been doing this for years, folks. They've been harboring, they've been nurturing this hatred of Europeans, which they saw as their biggest opposition because they embraced Christianity. And as again, like Rabbi Shmuley says, Christianity is anti-Semitic. Of course it is, because anti-Semitic, we know what anti-Semitism is today. It's anybody who opposes this mass Jewish genocide of children. When Christ said, children are the kingdom of God, and he said, all humanity, that God came and I came, he said, as Jesus Christ, for all of humanity. And the first law is to love God, and the second law is to treat everybody fairly. And by the way, Jesus wasn't saying that Jews couldn't be Jews. But he just said, if Jews are going to be Jews and preserve the way they look or the way they feel, the way they dress or their dietary things, whatever they want, that's fine as long as they don't steal from other people, exploit other people, enslave other people, deceive other people, rob other people. That's what Jesus said. He wasn't saying that you couldn't be a Greek or a Roman. It's very interesting, though. Jesus understood the unique threat Judaism was and this Jewish master race ideology. And yes, so the Christian Zionist that says, well, oh yeah, the Bible promises, you know, Jews to rule the world, but they forget to mention two things. That promise in Exodus, as well as Deuteronomy, that promise was a conditional covenant, which says very clearly, if you keep my laws, if you keep my values, I'll keep my covenant to you to the end of time, end of the generations. But if you disobey and you go against me and my rules, I will requite you instantly. And the requiting of the Jews is exactly what Jesus told us was done by he and his father. He said, just as I led them by the hand out of the land of Egypt, they continued not in my covenant, and I consider them not. Do you realize how much that goes against every preacher that tells you that God has a special covenant with Jews? No. In actual, diametrically opposed to that is what Jesus said, is that, quote, the kingdom of God is taken away from you, talking about the Jewish elite, and given to a nation producing the fruits of it. Ultimately, that was the Gentiles. And it wasn't just Romans or Greeks or these other people that accepted the teachings of Christ. It was really all people, all humanity, because as far as Jews are concerned, it's not about just Europeans or it's not about just Greeks or Romans. It's about all humanity. And even though Christ walked in a land occupied by the Romans, which wasn't an easy occupation, but he absolutely expressed his biggest threat to the Jewish people and to humanity, and that was the threat of the Judaic, what happened to the corruption in what was called the Jewish religion of Judaism. And he offered us a new covenant based on love and for all humanity. Judaism never accepted the teachings of Christ. Let's go to Tucker.
The clear, you know, so like, what is that?
Yeah. Do you think?
Interesting. Tucker, after
taking a minute to think about what's happening with the Epstein files and what it reveals. He says it reveals that we actually don't have a real government and that we have a super government. Let's listen. Super sounds like a
new shadow government,
like a Celica, like from Toyota. But no, yeah. That's a different Supra. Let's listen.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
And in every country. And he's weighing in on every event of the moment that he's living in. So, like, he's shorting the global financial crisis. He's discussing the fall of Gaddafi in Libya before it happens and trying to figure out how to profit from that.
Totally plugged in.
Like, at a level that, you know, as someone who just, like, covers government, I feel like I know plugged in people. Never met anyone that plugged in.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Never met anybody that plugged in. He's never seen somebody with more of a global reach in the world that affected. He had ends with the royal family, he had ends with former presidents and current top politicians and some of the richest Gentiles in America, as well as some of the richest Jews in America and around the world. He had contacts the same way in France, Germany, all over the world. He had big connections with the Rothschild banks, the remnants of what was the great Rothschild banking family, and I don't mean good by being great. The most powerful bankers in historical sense was the Rothschilds. They have not that power as much today. They've been replaced, and there's still some of the remnants of that in Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is the biggest criminal bank of the world. And they ran the biggest fraud, financial fraud in the history of the world when they bankrupted the entire country of Malaysia and its educational system for their children and their medical system for their people in the $4.5 billion, and they pled guilty to it in a criminal conspiracy. Conspiracy, that's not a conspiracy theory. They pled guilty to it. But guess what? None of the Goldman Sachs heads went to prison. Is anybody trying to tell me that the heads of Goldman Sachs didn't know their company was putting out $4.5 billion in bribes? So they could steal countless trillions from the Malaysian people? Anybody think that they didn't know it? How come they didn't go to jail? How come none of these people? It was only Ghislaine Maxwell, ultimately, and Epstein. Even though the entire Epstein ring, the leaders of it all were Jews. Even Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine, was a Jewish spy. There's whole books on it. He had the biggest funeral in Israel. And his name isn't Maxwell. Like so many Jews, the deception runs so deep, they all changed their names. It wasn't Maxwell. His real name was Hoch. I mean, but he took this British royal name, like Maxwell, very high level, you know, House of Lords type of a name. The same way that the guy that said the myth of race, that there's no such thing as a race. You see, they want people to think there's no such thing as a race except for Jews. Jews are the race. And that was a book I read as a young man, which affected me a little bit when I first started coming up and learning about things. It sounded interesting. It was by Ashley Montague, The Myth of Race. But Ashley Montague, which is a very English aristocratic name, was not his real name. His real name was Israel Ehrenberg. Israel Ehrenberg, a Jewish supremacist who supported Jewish organizations and supported Zionism, supported all these Jewish, he supported the Holy Seed, the alleged Holy Seed, which is actually not holy when you put your seed over the will of the God you supposedly worship, because that's what Judaism does. Read an essay from My Jewish Learning from one of the biggest Jewish websites in the world, secular and religious, and look into the fact that people, like so many others, these Jews, they have atheist rabbis. And they have things like Chabad Lubavitch. There's a million Jews. There's only 16 million Jews in the world. They got over a million directly involved, and they have direct connections with the Jewish leadership of the Jewish religion in Israel. And Chabad were the guy that was living in the United States White House, the guy that was living there in one of the bedrooms, who married Donald Trump's daughter and fathered Donald Trump's grandkids, took Donald and the whole family to go pray and to revere Rabbi Schneerson. And I must sneer when I mention that name, because this guy was the most hateful person that you could possibly imagine, and the biggest racist you could imagine. He wrote in a book called Conversations, and nobody can deny it. He wrote it. This is what Chabad practices, that Jews are the superior people of the world. And Chabad and Rabbi Schneerson, who a lot of Jews still think he's the Messiah, says literally that the difference between a Jew and a Gentile is not simply on a racial basis. It's not like Hitler said in Mein Kampf when he goes to Vienna, is this a Jew, is this a German? Well, a lot of Americans and Frenchmen and other people around the world are saying, is this a Jew, is this a man or a person for America? Is he for America first or Jews first or Israel first? And we know the answer to that question. They control our government. And by the way, that Tucker Carlson just laid it out, except he didn't dot the I's and cross the T's. He didn't mention the fact. Well, you'll see. Let me play the rest, and then we'll put this together and talk about what Tucker missed. And again, I think he's great in many ways. He's defended the Christians. He talked about Charlie Kirk was killed because he opposed the Sanhedrin, basically. That's what the analogy was in his eulogy speech. He talked about how Christ was called to Jerusalem, and they said, we got to shut this guy up. I know. We'll kill him. They could not afford Charlie Kirk to go against Israel when he at one time went for Israel and affected a lot of Christians and a lot of people. But going against Israel would have been the worst catastrophe for Israel. He also was going to the President of the United States and trying to get him out of the war. You should listen to some of the videos of him saying that we shouldn't have gone into Iran. But he's gone now. He's dead. So that critic of this war in Iran has been silenced forever. And it looks like his wife has picked up the cudgel of Judaism. Let's go further.
He represents no government. He clearly works for Mossad. He clearly works for CIA. He clearly is in contact with both, and clearly British intelligence. So he's not working for Israel. He's not working for the United States.
Now, wait a second. He just said he works for Mossad. He just said he works for Israel. But then he says, oh, he works for CIA? Bullshit. He might be infiltrating CIA because Jews have taken over the CIA. And if the CIA killed Kennedy, I can guarantee you they killed Kennedy because they saw Kennedy as an existential threat to Israel, because Kennedy said no atomic bomb. Because Kennedy said you got to register as foreign agents. It didn't help their fundraising and their control over America. It's not the CIA that controls the United States Congress. It's not the CIA which is the biggest contributor of American politics, except for the fact that some of those Jews that control the CIA also control campaign financing. Let's just start the history of the Trump thing, the first election he ran against, right? None other than Hillary Clinton. So who were the contributors, top contributors for, and this is when Trump was saying, oh, you Jews at the Republican Jewish Coalition, you're not going to support me because, you know, I won't take your money. I'm for America first. What a lie. Ultimately, he took as much money as anybody's ever taken from these Jews. But anyway, so here's Clinton. So there's an organization that tracks government financing and our little people's monetary support for campaigns. And it's called the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. I'm familiar with that. I used to have to fill out forms when I ran for federal office, Federal Election Commission. And there's organizations that track these things. And they had a listing of the top billionaires, the top contributors of Hillary Clinton, the 20 biggest giant billionaires. Many of these gave over $1 billion. Plus, they also used their entire empires, like Goldman Sachs, to get all their employees to make massive contributions. And contributions were basically unlimited because of their control over our Supreme Court. And it's easy to get somebody appointed to the Supreme Court. You give a lot of money to a president, and then you get to appoint some guy for life among the nine people that have arguably more power over American law, American jurisprudence, and American rights, and American legislation than any other part of government. You realize the Supreme Court is the only part of the three-part government, judicial, executive, and legislative. The Supreme Court's the only one that can overrule both the executive and the Congress. All they have to do is decree something to be unconstitutional, period. That's it. Nine people unappointed for life. I guarantee you, they're what you call Shabbat Goy. But that's what they do. So of the 20 biggest contributors for Clinton, 18 of those were Jews, Jewish extremists, Holy See Jews that believe that Jews have some sort of divine right, like Senator Coleman said, to be the masters of the universe over us. That's the truth. They're only 2% of the population, folks. Come on. Now, all these people were not in the CIA, and certainly all of them were not in the Mossad, I guarantee you, all these Jews that were doing that, as well as some of the Gentiles who they got to be collaborators to this Jewish power, this Jewish tyranny over us, they all had to go along with this Jewish supremacy and tyranny over us. Yeah. It wasn't CIA, and it wasn't British intelligence, and it wasn't just the Mossad. Yes, Epstein was working for the Mossad. And everybody, all of the main leaders of this Epstein horrific ring, which was not just a sex trafficking, it's bad enough, it's terrible enough. Those people should go to jail for life or forever. That death penalty is maybe would, you know, be almost too good for him. But I mean, it's just crazy. Destroying the lives of young girls, especially mainly goyim, which they don't believe is human beings anyway, and they don't believe kids are human beings either. I mean, that's what Judaism says, and that may sound horrible. You may think I'm a maniacal anti-Semite. I'm telling you the truth. Judaism doesn't believe that children have human rights. That even if a Jewish man rapes a little girl, in fact, if a Jewish man rapes a little girl, 3 years of age, she's 3 years and a day old, if he rapes her, that can be considered a consummation of marriage between, you know, without a marriage, but a consummation of marriage. Between that adult male, no matter what his age, and that little baby girl of 3 years old. Now, you think I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds unbelievable because of the evil in basics, but it's true. Just like it's evil what they say about Christ, how they necromancy, they brought him back from the dead so they could torture him in burning excrement, and they could make him renounce himself and renounce his followers, and say what? They ask him, it's right in the Talmud. And what should happen to a man who does the terrible things you did, like preaching the golden rule and saying that Jews should treat people fairly? Well, they say they got Jesus to say he should be burned in human excrement for all of eternity. Yeah, that's what you get for saying that people should be decent and godly, righteous. Yeah, you get boiled in excrement. That's how evil Judaism is. I quote again, and I'll quote this as long as I can breathe and speak. Jesus repeatedly called the Jewish Pharisees. Judaism became what we call a Pharisaic religion. It was a religion of the Pharisees, Pharisaic tradition. This started about 100 years before Christ. He came in the midst of it, and he realized this was the most corrupt, evil, satanic institution the world's ever seen. He goes in, turns over the money changers' tables and says, you robbers of the people, you've changed the temple into a den of thieves. He goes on to say, "You woe to you, scribes, you Pharisees, you vipers." He goes on and on. In John 8:44, he says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." He said earlier, he said, if you were really of Abraham or, you know, of the people of God, you wouldn't be doing these things. But you're not. Your father is not the same as my father. He literally said that. And in the New Testament, it says, and the Jews answered him, because these Pharisees were the ones that spoke for Jews, the same elite Jews that control America today, the same elite Jews that control the media. They've told our kids to use drugs, and the same Jews that promote pornography, the same Jews that have advocated abortion for our people en masse, while at the same time they tried to dissuade any Jews in Israel from getting abortions, the same people that tell white people they should sterilize themselves, the same ones that have the highest birth rate of any so-called Western country. But they're not a Western country. They're an anti-Western country, an anti-Christian country, a vicious country that is right now destroying Europe's economy, destroying European lives, and bringing us into the dangers of even a world war. Let's go on.
He's not working for the UK exclusively. He's not working for anybody, really. He's kind of this independent power broker.
That's not true. And Tucker, please. Look, you said some terrible things about me, Tucker. Would you please give me a right to discuss this with you? Calmly, decently, and fairly. To say he's not working for any of these people, or that he's not, he's a pro-Zionist in every point. He's big, his attorney for this mob of evil people that were raping little girls and trying to blackmail the leaders of society all over the world, like you said, at the key junctions of everything. They were Jews. They were proud Jews. They were supremacist Jews. He was working, you know, it's like Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. His masters were Judaism and his Jewish people and the Mossad. It wasn't any agency in America that was for the American people. Hell, sure, he was very much for America under the heel and the thumb of Jews. Yeah, he was. To say these things is just not true, and I'd like to discuss this with you calmly and fairly. I know you might be afraid to do that, because even though you have an independent network, even though, you know, I think generally speaking, you say you want to tell the truth, you say that you want to have all sides presented, I think it's a red line to talk about me. And I say the same thing that you say, and I've been saying the same thing for decades, that I'm not opposed to every Jew. I don't think every Jew is evil. But I do say that of the Council of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations worth $24 billion, right? And these people control the biggest contributors in politics in America, as well as the masters of the media, the masters of the universe, as well as the people who've infiltrated our high economic positions, like our Secretary of the Treasury right now. Not Secretary of Treasury, but our economic advisors, for instance. It's just like on and on. Over 60% of the heads of the Federal Reserve Bank in the last half a century or more were Jews. Greenspan and Ben Shalom Malachi, and we can keep going. Jews. And Goldman Sachs got almost $900 billion in direct checks, right? You know, checks. It's just digital from the people who print our money, which is a private corporation. It's not even owned by the American people, the Federal Reserve Bank. And if you give a company like Goldman Sachs a criminal, and they've proven it was, they pled guilty, but you never hear that in the media. I wonder why. You never, you know, we were told, and the American people were told that the Hunter Biden laptop was a lie, right? Because at that point, they wanted Biden in. So they told us this was Russian disinformation. And it's not even just the mass murder of hundreds of thousands, and that's what it really is in numbers, but you live in a false reality in this world, of Gaza. It's also even a bigger slaughter in terms of numbers is what's going on in Ukraine. And it's the same Jews running that. Read Jeffrey Sachs, the same people who gave us the Iraq war based on lies, which we spent $9 trillion fighting and had massive damage to the American people and American military personnel who loved this country and thought they were sacrificing for America. But all these sacrifices and all their maiming and all their destruction of their lives and their families and their marriages and everything else. Everything else. That sacrifice was a burnt offering to the Jewish elite. You have your father, the devil, the less he father he will do. He's a murderer from the beginning. He murdered so many Europeans in getting the First World War going. But they knew they were going to weaken the Christians are, and they wanted to take it over with communism. And they knew also that Britain, which they were definitely infiltrating and controlling, would be able, if they had the mandate, which they were going to have by these international agreements, over Palestine, that they could do the Zionist thing and they could dispossess the Palestinians. Just in the last couple of days, folks, they drove 750,000 Lebanese people, men, women, and children, out of their homes. And they've killed a whole bunch of them, murdered them. Unbelievable, but true. Look at all these wars. Look at all these people. The New Testament was right. They're right. In 2 Thessalonians, when it says, quote, and the Jews killed our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the prophets, and hate all mankind, despise all mankind, are contrary to all mankind. And drive us out and keep us from teaching to the preaching and teaching to the Gentiles so that they might be saved. But God's wrath has come upon them. Why was Jesus' biggest opposition not the Romans who were occupying, not about the Greeks who occupied before, not about the Persians who occupied before, not about the Babylonians or the Egyptians? No, he said the greatest threat to even the Jewish people and to humanity was Judaism and these Jewish evil people who were promoting Satanism rather than the values of the Golden Rule.
Working with a series of other independent power brokers together who form some kind of...
Now let's see. Working with other independent power brokers. Yeah, we got it now. I got it now. Jesus, this guy, yeah. Epstein had no relations, right? Was doing Jewish organizations set up at Harvard. He had no relations to any of the Zionists, right? He wasn't dating the daughter of the most famous spy in history for Israel. No, he was just an independent power broker. It wasn't about Jews, even though you have thousands of emails decrying and evilly talking about Gentiles. And that's like Jared Kushner, right? He takes Trump and his family to worship, to basically to honor Rabbi Schneerson, that says Gentiles are not even human beings. They're a lower animal. The difference is on a species level. And not only that, not only are Gentiles not even human beings, that's what it says in the Talmud very clearly. There's no argument about it. That is the theme of the Talmud. And it also says you can deceive Gentiles, you can steal from them, you can rob them, you can enslave them. It also says that in the Old Testament. It also says in the Old Testament, Isaiah, that the Gentile kings and queens, the leaders of the Gentile world, will come to you and bring them your money. And they'll be like nursemaids, both men and women, but nursemaids to you. You're going to suckle at their breast, their milk and honey, right? I mean, unbelievable. And you're going to crawl on your belly. The Gentiles will crawl on their belly and lick the feet of these Jewish masters over them. It does say that in the Old Testament. But it also says that if you break my laws and rules and become evil, that you will be requited for my covenant. And Jesus Christ and God, his Father, requited them, as Jesus states clearly. So any so-called Christian Zionists. You just call yourself an Antichrist Christian. That makes sense, because that's exactly what you're doing when you support Judaism. And Judaism is not just against Christ. It's against all humanity. That's literally what they say. They say all humans. Just read Michael Laitman. I've been doing a lot of work on that on my show. It's in the Times of Israel article. Michael Laitman, the Holocaust and the New and Old Anti-Semitism, when he says that all Gentiles have anti-Semitism in their blood. That's the ultimate blood libel.
Of supra-government above all representative government in the West. That's the clear, you know, so like, what is that?
Yeah. Do you think we'll see arrests?
Well, it's been almost 20 years that some of this material has been in the custody of governments. Most of it is still hidden. And there have been no arrests. Instead, there's been a consistent, over decades, effort to shield the people exposed.
How can they get away with that? No arrests. None. The depth of this evil is unbelievable. It's just, all of it's just unbelievable when you think about it. It's just beyond evil. What's my time here? Boy, I'm running out of time already. I always don't get to the things I wanted to get to. But I'm going to get to these. I can't do it tomorrow. I've got on Mark Collett, but I'll save Friday to give you a very good rendition of all these. I'm going to do a whole show on the evil of Judaism. Absolute evil that Christ clearly called out. And if you're a Christian, are you going to follow the words of Christ? Are you going to trust the words of Christ? Are you going to show and prove that he said there's a new covenant? And the covenant is not with the Jews. In fact, he said very clearly, I can give you the exact verses. The kingdom of God is taken away from you and given to nations, preserving the fruits of it. The entire New Testament is about how the Gentiles accepted Christ. Gentiles meaning the rest of humanity take this message to the end of the earth. And that's not what Judaism tried to do. It's only Jews they wanted to bring into Judaism. Because Judaism was about Jewish supremacy over the world. That is the core ideology. And it's an ideology, a theology, that's even putting Jews above God himself. They actually teach that. That Jews are the tissue and issue of God. Literally. And Jesus says no. Jesus says treat everybody fairly. Like I said, he doesn't say that you can't have your people and want to preserve them or protect them or defend them from your invasion or something. He just says that you've got to teach and treat other people fairly. You can't try to deceive them, corrupt them, enslave them, murder them, lie to them, degenerate them. But when 1/5 of 1% of the population are Jews, but there's 75%, it's 7, 8 out of 10 of the biggest pornographers in the world promoting this thing. And then their own pornography heads like Goldstein will say, why do we do pornography? Because we think Christ sucks. Because it's our, and even the guy that wrote about this for the Jewish Intellectual Quarterly, Abrams, says, what is it about this? Is it because they're just in, you know, they get money out of pornography? Or is it something else? And Goldstein makes it clear, and he makes it clear. He says, no, they love pornography because they feel it's a way to undermine and destroy their enemies. Jews look at all mankind as their enemies. It's not just the Iranians. It's not just the Lebanese. It's not just the Houthis or the Houthis. It's not, you know, it's you. It's me. It's Christians. It's everybody. They want to rule over everybody. And it does say that in the Old Testament. But Jesus also corrects that and says, no, God's love is for everyone. And he literally calls out the Jewish hatred toward humanity. He says, quote, it's said, meaning It's in the Old Testament. It said he can't hardly go directly against it, or they'd stone him and murder him that day. He never got to preach any more words. He's very pragmatic, and that's why he spoke in parables in many ways, because he had to say it in a way that the parables told the truth about it clearly to people, but without being overtly resulting in the end of his ministry. But he said it, so clearly, so magnificently. He said, quote, "It said to love your own people, the Jews, but to hate your enemies." And it's really clear that all the people of the world are enemies. And it's also very clear that only Jews are neighbors. So even the Ten Commandments were not about, and I'm repeating this and repeating this. So because only Jews are neighbors, that's who the Ten Commandments was applied to, and that's what Jews viewed it as. Christians view it as everybody. Jews view it only as Jews. Therefore, it's not prohibiting murder of Gentiles and Christians. It's only prohibiting murder of fellow Jews or stealing from fellow Jews. And you see a lot of that in the Old Testament. But Christ brought us a new covenant, a new teaching. Thank God for that. I'm out of time. Go to, I'm sorry, my website's still down, but you can go to box 188, send me a letter, 188 Mandeville, Louisiana, 70470. Oh, and send a contribution if you can. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, keep thinking free. Bye-bye now.